Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now live. We are now live. Lubbock Christian High School, Lubbock, Texas. West Texas Lions versus the West Texas Outlaws. Right now, it is currently 6 minutes and 54 seconds to go in the first quarter. The Lions got the ball in Outlaw territory. First and 10 for the Outlaws. There goes. There he goes around the corner. Lions! Number 7. Yeah, the clock stops. That's touchdown by number 7 for the West Texas Lions. The West Texas Lions are out of El Paso. It's been a pretty even game so far, but the first to get on the board will be the West Texas Lions. Shout out to everybody who's tuning in right now, and I'm sorry for the inconvenience, but you know, adversity just introduces you to the person that you are. It may cause some people to break and some others to break records. Lions brings in the field goal. Oh, they're going for two. Oh, what are they doing? Oh, it's the field goal team. Yeah, there we go. No, it don't. Clock don't start. There it is with the snap. Good hold. And the extra point is good. So that makes the score 7-0. Lions on top of the Outlaws. 6 minutes and 38 seconds to go. It's a great day here in the Windy City. They say Lubbock is the friendliest city. People are here, we got the stands pretty full. Pretty packed a little bit here on the West Texas home side of Lubbock Christian High School. The Lions have some people in attendance too as well. Shout out for them El Paso guys over there. Remember the first time I went to El Paso, we played UTEP. Man. That's probably it was the first time I ever traveled. I guess a varsity game for Tech. And man, it was as soon as we left the hotel, it was, you know, you get a police escort. As soon as you leave the hotel, it's people with signs, beat Tech in El Paso from the hotel all the way leading up to the game. And they almost beat us that game too. We only won by a field goal. Alex Chalika. Shout out to Alex Chalika. He was our field goal back in the day. The West Texas Lions getting ready to kick the ball off to the Outlaws. Just the other day, we had dust storms, then it got real cold, then it got hot, kind of in between. And that's that Lubbock weather for you. I call it the bipolar weather. Yes, sir, it sure do. So if you guys don't know, I am the radio personality on 104.9 The Beat as well. So if y'all ever in Lubbock, Texas, you can go download the app or visit us, 1049thebeat.com. Number one radio personality for 2 years since LBK. Baby, God is good, ain't it? Set the receipt for the Outlaws. I can't see the numbers. I guess I need some better glasses.
Just the phone, make sure the people can hear me.
Hey. He's the one with the white shirt.
Set the kickoff for the Outlaws.
There's
the kickoff for the Outlaws. And the ball, they just let the ball bounce. There goes number 6 for the Outlaws. Oh, he makes one dude miss. Outlaws will be taking over on their own 23-yard line. First and 10 for the West Texas Outlaws. Number 6 with the return.
He can't hear the quarterback.
After they get tackled out there, then he waved his hands. I guess he'll stop it, right?
Oh, he did like this?
The side guy. Was...
Yeah, you stop it right now.
Yeah, they said
they're
just getting
me
the
rhymes. First and 10 for the West Texas Outlaws.
There goes number 33 for the staff of the West Texas Outlaws. He hands it over. Oh, he runs one dude over. Number 4 for the Outlaws. He say, come get some. That brings up 2nd and about 7 for the Outlaws.
Welcome to the room of people who have rooms of people that they loved one.
Number 33 says in the shotgun. Oh, he stepped out the pass. Oh, it's almost picked off. It's almost picked off by number 20 for the West Texas Lions. I guess we see why he's a DB. It brings up third and long for the West Texas Outlaw. How you doing, ma'am?
Good. Are you having to touch about announcing something?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can you announce just off and on that down there in the corner we come in, the Top Place Food Bank, is selling soaps and canned goods and
soaps and
jelly, sausage.
Do you have a pen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need a pen. You have something to write down with?
No.
Okay. Well, I just.
There's a pen.
Oh, okay.
So we stop. Did
they change possession?
Yeah,
the clock stopped. There'll be a change of possession for the West Texas Outlaws. West Texas Outlaw defense will be taking over. 1st and 10 for the West Texas Lions. Let's give a shout out for the South Plains Food Bank.
We're selling front scrub soap and jams and jelly at the entrance.
They selling jams and jelly and some soap. Y'all trying to clean that body? South Plains Food Bank got you for the hookup.
Clean that body and feel that tummy.
Clean that body and feel that tummy.
Okay. And if you could just let them know
what's
so
often.
Hey, periodically,
I got you.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. West Texas Lions, there it is, number 23 right on the left side of the field. That's going to be a touchdown, Lions. That's a touchdown, West Texas Lions.
Get the clock stop.
I tried you on you just to stay away.
This vlog looks like it's going to be coming back. Yeah, it looks like that play is coming back. Oh, no, it didn't. No, they gave it to him as field goal. Oh, they went ahead and counted this. That is number 0 for the Lions for the field goal. There goes the snap. Good handle. Right through the middle of the plane. That's going to make it 14-0 for the West Texas Lions. It's 14-0. West Texas Lions is on top from El Paso. The food bank is over there to your left, people, if you're trying to put some food in your tummy. And they have some soap for sale as well. West Texas Outlaws is getting ready. Is getting ready for the kickoff. The kickoff return. Returning for the Outlaws, we do have number 6.
He's coming inside. They're just
The West Texas Lions is dressed with black pants, black jerseys with yellow numbers. Outlaws is dressed with purple pants, white jerseys, white helmets. Both teams are dressed to impress. They say look good, feel good, play good. Ain't that what they say? Set up number 0 for the Lions getting ready for the kick. Here he is. Boom, there's the kick. Looks like it's going to make it to about the 15-yard line. We're covered by number 26 of the Outlaws. There he is coming around the right corner. Oh, there he is. Oh, he's tackled. Oh, it's number 88. He's tripped up on the kickoff return to their own 35-yard line. Return by number 88 of the Outlaws. We'll be the Outlaws 1st and 10.
I'm supposed to be stopping this right
Oh, he hands it off to number two. He runs around to the right side of the field. There he is. Boy, great gain. Gain of about nine. Gain of nine by the Outlaws. Number two. A foul on the play. Face mask on the defense. Be a 15-yard penalty. 15-yard face mask. Let's make some noise for the Outlaws. Now it's going to be the Outlaw ball. That's going to be the Outlaw ball on the Lion 35-yard line. Number 33 is under the center. He got two receivers to his left, one receiver to the right, two backs in the backfield. Hands it off to number 22 where he guts right up the middle. Oh, he jukes one dude. I saw that move coming. It's going to be another. It's going to be a Outlaw first down. Outlaw got the ball on the 25-yard line. The Outlaws do have purple pants, white shirts, white jerseys, and white helmets. The Lions is in all black. 33 is in the shotgun. Two receivers to his left, one to his right. There he is. Oh, fakes a handoff. He gives a smooth little pass to number 17 of the Outlaws. Gain of about five. Gain of five for the Outlaws. Brings up second and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I just need to set this somewhere and just be comfortable with it.
There it is, 33. Oh, flag on the play. Looks like we got all-star. Offsides on the Outlaw.
Yes, you do.
We got the flags. We got the Texas flag, the Lubbock Christian flag, and the USA flag. Right ahead of us, man. Great day here in Lubbock, Texas. We have a timeout for the West Texas Lions. We got a Red Raider in the house. Red Raider in the house. What's up, Malik?
Yeah. he's trying to be modest in the house. We got Red Raiders didn't do so hot this past year. They were 5-7. Kip Kingsbury's actually not letting them wear the double T while they practice. Yeah. He said, y'all got to earn that double T.
Yeah. He's getting tough.
Yeah, that's what we're going to need.
God, we need to get our defense fixed.
Yeah, man.
That's always been our downfall, huh?
Mm-hmm. Even when I played from 05 to 08, man, we didn't give up as many points as now, but still everybody was like, the defense.
We put up seven and give up 80. It's like, good God. It wasn't that bad back then.
Yeah,
if we could get that defense, we'd go all the way. Yeah.
Man, you would think so, but then there would be the time when we don't have a quarterback. Oh man,
the Outlaws is getting ready for second down. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Two running backs. He is in the shotgun, getting ready for the snap. Another offside, but did they call it? No, they did not. Yep, they did call another. Another offside for the Outlaws. Still second to 10. Outlaws have the ball on the Lions 25-yard line. If you're tuning in right now, we're live at Lubbock Christian High School, West Texas Outlaws versus the West Texas Lions. Lions in all black, black pants, black jerseys, black helmets with yellow numbers. Outlaws, purple pants, white jerseys, white helmets. Here it is, number 33 in the shotgun. Two running backs, one to the left, one to the right. There he is. Oh, he hands it off to number two of the Outlaws. Warriors. He's head, face, first. I'm about to give me some for the West Texas Outlaws. Tackle made by number 06. But it looked like he needed to be wearing 66. Number six with the stop for the Lions. Brings up
36. Go hard today. 33 for the Outlaws is under the center this time. He has a flanker, then he has a receiver to his right, to his left. Two running backs in the backfield. He's under the center. There he is with the handoff. Oh, misses up on the handoff. Looks like he's actually he's hit hard. Fumble on the play. Recovered. Fumble on the play. Recovered by the West Texas Lions. Number 93 hits him with the dab. Oh, number 33. Number 33 hits him with the dab.
Yeah.
These numbers, man, it's hard. Yeah, man, he said, give me your lunch money.
They'll pass those things. Yeah, you can't hardly make those numbers out. Every time I check, don't measure up and try to blame the Pyrex. I'm going to do it bigger than a 5X. Can't ride with a L, so I don't drive next. Game's so thick, so full of trickery. Rosary, rhyming, hickory, hickory. It's going to be first and 10 for the West Texas Lions. First and 10 for the West Texas Lions. He's under the center eye formation. Hands it off to his fullback. There he is. He got a not nice gain of about 4 yards. It's going to be 2nd and 5 for the West Texas Lions. Score right now is 14-0. Lions is on top. Both has been rushing touchdowns. They have a great rushing attack. Quarterback is under the center in the eye formation. Old school. There he is with the option. Gives it to the running back number 24. Oh, what he's met by a corner. Great tackle by number 23. Number 23 with the tackle. Let's make some noise for the Outlaws. Third down is short. This is a big stop for the Outlaws. Let's go. Defense.
They ain't want to get good.
They ain't get nobody going out there.
There you go. Third and short for the Lions. Quarterback number 8 is under the center. Running back to his right and to his left. Oh, he fakes the handoff. He goes around the right way. He's swarmed by the West Texas Outlaws for the stop. Stopped by the West Texas Outlaws. That was the quarterback sack. Let's make some noise. Brings up fourth and a long seven for the West Texas Lions.
And once they punt, he catches it and he gets tackled, you stop it, right? Change of possession?
Yes, once the clock's still running.
Right.
Yeah, but whenever when he gets tackled or he called for a fair catch is whenever you stop the clock.
Run out on right.
Yeah, they might try to let. They probably want to run out. The Lions are set to punt. We have clear skies here in Lubbock, Texas. Oh, we have a flag on the play.
Stop it.
Might be delay a game, could be. Delay a game. Delay a game on the West Texas Lions.
We're just trying to run it out. You think?
Nah, they probably just don't know what they're doing.
We're running the ball off the run. We just keep watching their safeties cheat up. Everybody cheats up. The line will kill them.
The Lions set the punt. Set the punt for the Lions. Number 0. Nice punt. Nice hang time. West Texas Outlaws fielded it where he's met by a pack of lions. Welcome to the jungle. They said the lions the king of the jungle. That stops the clock. It's going to be 1st and 10 for the West Texas Outlaws.
I mean, once that place did blow that horn, once that quarter's over, so they know.
All right, well, you got to blow the horn.
There's a horn button.
Mm-hmm. So. Like he's just waiting to hit it, huh?
I mean, don't they blow it?
They
wait till a play's dead, right? I mean, they're
It don't matter because it's all on you. You running the game. 5 seconds left to go in the first quarter here live in Lubbock, Texas at Lubbock Christian High School. West Texas Lions versus the West Texas Outlaws. The Outlaws is the longest running semi-pro organization around here in Lubbock, Texas. It's owned by Sammy Canales, owner Shannon Annie Shannon Cross.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm rapping yet. Because they want me to keep coming up here to talk. So I'm probably
talk more about it. Talk more about it. Okay, I got you. I got you.
And Sammy.
Jalapeno ketchup.
Yeah,
there goes the punt for the West Texas Lions. Oh, it's a short punt. Short punt. Didn't it? Barely made it 15 yards. West Texas Outlaws taking over. West Texas Outlaws by the first and 10. That's the end of the first quarter.
Yes, ma'am.
No, that's okay. Sammy said if y'all could tell them.
Well, this is on the radio part, too, so just so my listeners on radio can hear you, so the people who's not here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we're down there by the concession stand, and they can come get jams, jellies, all kinds of canned goods that are good. And then we have the soap that's made by our youth, and it all goes to help support the at-risk youth on the South Plains from age 10 to 18.
Oh, did y'all hear that? That's what's up. Okay. So the soap is actually made by the youth?
Mm-hmm. And it's got loofah in it. So it's not just soap. It's got loofah so you can exfoliate while you're bathing. And it's scented. You get different scents.
Oh, is that what that word means? Oh, okay.
That's what
right. What's exfoliate?
Get all the dead skin off of it.
Oh, that's what I need.
Yeah. See?
Oh, okay. Yeah. And what's the name of that soap?
Grub scrub.
Okay.
Grub scrub. Okay, I got you. You can be the best. You can be the king, dog banging on your chest. You can beat the world. You can beat the war. You can talk to God, dog banging on his door. You can burn your hands up. You can get the clock. You can move a mountain. You can wait. You can be a master. Don't wait for nothing. You can find yourself and you can find yourself.
Let's give a shout out to the South Plains Food Bank. They have some soap that's made by our youth. They're actually trying to raise money for the youth and go to Carl's Bad Tavern. That's a trip. And also, the Carl's Bad Tavern trip. And if you're 14 years old, you need a job, go talk to the South Plains Food Bank. They provide an opportunity for you. First and 10 for the Outlaws. We back at it. Look like we got an offside by the line. Oh, that was it right there. You still don't need to start it.
Yeah. I mean, that flag killed it.
But we have a pretty good turnout for the West Texas Outlaws here at Lubbock Christian High School. Almost got a full stand. Almost got a full stand for the Outlaws. That's great community support. This is a food can drive game. So if you're looking to make it here, just go ahead and bring some canned foods. I need some for my house personally, too, as well, because we broke. So if y'all want to bring me some, that's fine, too. Now we got first and 5 for the Outlaws. Number 33 in the shotgun, 2 receivers to his left. They got another offside.
No. He's in the neutral zone. CP. CP.
Yeah, he was just fixing to hack the ball and he didn't play.
Offsides again. This time it's on the Outlaws.
That guy was in the neutral zone.
So now we got first and 10 for the Outlaws. They tried to give him some, but I guess they was like, we didn't want it. So they was offside. Hey, well, you know. Number 33, bring the Outlaws back to the line of scrimmage. 2 receivers to his left, 1 to his right. Looks like he's in the shotgun with 2 running backs. There he is with the handoff. Hands it straight up the middle foot. No pain, no gain. No gain.
No gain.
No gains for the Outlaws. 28 for the carry.
They're living in the world in the Hall of Fame.
So now that's going to bring second and long for the West Texas Outlaws, dressed with purple pants, white jerseys, white helmets. The West Texas Lions, black on black with gold numbers. Let me give a shout out to everybody that's that's listening online. Thank you very much. SOAR is actually a school assignment, turned into a business for me. So shout out to everybody that kicked me out that group that year. Here it is, number 33, is in the shotgun. Two receivers to his left. All he rolls around to his right. Throws across his body. Oh, completes the pass to number 28 for the West Texas Outlaws. Short of the first down. Number 33 sold to get up on the play. From 33 to 28, that's a gain of about 6 for the Outlaw. Brings up 3rd and about 4. Looks like 3rd and 5. Looks like about a clean, that's the clean 3rd and 5 right there. West Texas Outlaw can't seem to get going today. They had one big play the first quarter, and that kind of sparked them. But now the score is 14-0. It's been the defense gave up 14 points, but offense, we need something from the offense that we can get going. Here it is, 33 in the shotgun. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. And there it is with the snap. He steps back to pass. Looks like it's going to be picked off. Oh, he misses it again by 15. That's the second time he dropped it. Keep throwing it to him. He ain't going to catch it. That's 15 with the PBU. Incomplete pass for the Outlaws. Intended for 18. Outlaws is bringing on the punt team.
When they ran outside, there was somebody out there to pick it up.
Every possession the Outlaws have had has been ended up into a punt. Outlaws getting ready for the punt. Back to receive for the Lions, number 15, who dropped 2 interceptions. But this punt went straight up in the air. Oh, they try to return it. We have a punt of about 6 yards for the West Texas Outlaws. It's going to be 1st and 10 for the West Texas Lions. 1st and 10 for the West Texas Lions. West Texas Lions, they're in the I formation. They seem to run that old school football and say, come get some. So, oh, there it is. Straight hand off to the left. Oh, he's around that corner. Oh, he's gone. Ain't nobody going to catch him. Touchdown, West Texas Lions. And they said they locked him up and take it in the jail.
Yeah, you stopped the clock.
That was a great run by West Texas Lions, man. That reminds me of my old running back days. Touchdown run by number seven of the West Texas Lions. He took that hand off around the corner and said, come see me. He was running like the police was behind him. But the celebration, he got on his knees, and the dude came and acted like he was arresting him. That looked a little bit too real. But shout out to number 7 over at Texas Lions on that touchdown run. That was a touchdown run of about 45 yards. Set off for the field goal here. Yeah, field goal is good right in between the middle. Good snap, good hold. Good kick for the West Texas Lions. That's making the score 21-0. Score is now 21-0. The Lions over the Outlaws. And that's their 3rd rushing touchdown for the Lions today. The Outlaws seem to be walking off the field. That's not a good sign. Oh, Give a shout out to the West Texas Food Bank. They got some barbecue sauce, jalapeno ketchup. Give a shout out for the South Plains Food Bank. If y'all know somebody who's 14 years old and looking for a job, tell them to go see the South Plains Food Bank. They got some job opportunities. Can I get a job? The Texas Lions is about to, they set off the kickoff. There it is, number two with the kick. It's up. It's back. Oh, touchback for the West Texas Lions. I'll be first and 10 for the West Texas Outlaws. Let's see if we can get on the board this possession. You did. All right. First and 10 for the West Texas Outlaws. 33 looks to get back on the board. We need to establish this running game here in this second quarter. It's 13 minutes and 5 seconds to go right here in the second quarter. The Outlaws has yet to get a first down in the last few possessions. There it is, number 33 with the handoff. Gain of about 3 or 4 before he's swarmed by the Lions, but he did not go on his feet. But he's at number 24 for the strong run. Getting his Ezekiel Elliott on. No, he was up at the station. For the interview. Yeah, he said he was running back. He said, Coach said, keep feeding me the rock. Coach, feed me the rock. He's trying to show up that other running back, El Paso, over there. That boy, El Paso, went down there and got through there. It's going to bring second down in the cool five. What happened to the chain gun? That play looks to come back. We got first and 10 for the Outlaws. Number 33, there he is with the snap, takes handoff. Oh, throws it right over the head to number 54, who was trying to hit in the flat. We have an outlaw down. We have an incomplete pass. We have an outlaw down. Number 22 was down. Slow to get up. Yeah, but I have thought about playing. I was on the field earlier, man. I was like, oh, it feels good to be down here. Right. That's true. And then when you're in it, I remember I used to think like, man, I remember even here at Tech, I was like, man, it seems like every day there's always something. And then, but you're getting mixed up in the mix, but when it's over, it's like, dang. Like now, it's been like 10 years ago. I'm like, did that even happen? Right. You know? Number 33 with the handoff.
Yeah, when you're playing,
hands off to number 2. That was a gain of about 2. Yeah, when you're playing, gain of about 2. We have an outlaw down. He seems to be really hurt. Yeah, when you're playing, it's almost like, you know. And I remember what's that guy's name? He was our fullback. You don't even have fullbacks no more. But he was a white guy, big dude. He would always like. Be like, man, I can't stand like football. He was like one of the few white guys that was on scholarship too. He's like, man, like he hated working out. You know, it was just like, man, I'm never gonna miss this. I'm never gonna miss it. And I bull kid you not, a year later, he comes back. He was like, man, y'all can't take this for granted, man, because he was like, at first it was cool, but now he was like, he's like, man, I just wanna, come back and play. You know, and which. And I feel the same way, too. I just like, man, I remember being, like, during games. You know, I played special teams, you know what I'm saying? But I wasn't, like, a firm starter. And I remember sometimes I was like, man, I wonder what it feels like to be in the stands. You know, because I've been an athlete my whole life, you know, ever since I was, 3 years old till I was 23. And I was just getting, I don't know if I was getting mentally weak or just tired or what. I was like, I wonder what it feels like to be in the stands. But now I know what it feels like in the stands, and I'd rather be down on the field. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know what? It's cool, but I've experienced it.
You see the whole field, and like, what you doing? Right? What are we doing? Come on, man.
Yeah. Now you don't see him, coach.
Yeah.
And he's wide open. This dude is clearly outside.
That's where they're
going,
right?
Yeah. You don't see that. There was 76 for the Outlaws who was down on the field. He just walked himself off with his own power to the side to the bench here. Let's hope everything's okay with him. So now it's about to be second and about eight for the West Texas Outlaws. Second and eight for the Outlaws. The offense needs to get something started here if they want to make cut this lead up and before halftime. Two receivers to the right, one to the left, two backs in the backfield. He is in the shotgun, number 33. There is the snap. He goes and rolls around to his right where he is. Oh, he barely gets it off. But he had two dudes hanging on him. Incomplete pass. Going to be third down. Incomplete pass for the Outlaws brings up third down. The food bank, South Plains Food Bank, got some jalapeno ketchup up here. I wonder what she's giving me this. Is she expecting me to get this back?
Sure looks good.
Yeah, it looks good. And my wife is mad. I don't know if I'm going to cook some ribs tonight.
I thought it was ketchup.
Oh, that's ketchup? Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah, catch up. Oh, never mind. Yeah, some barbecue sauce. We got a timeout. We got a timeout on the field. West Texas Outlaws. Number six is jumping up and down trying to stay warm. But it's a beautiful day here in West Texas. The sun actually beaming right here in my face. We got the flags. The wind is blowing. We got the softball field over to the west of me right here. Third and about eight. Charles Planks, the offensive coordinator, looks to be getting his offense right. We need to get the offense rolling. We need to get some first down. We need to establish that ground game so we can open up that pass game. Seems they just want to do a lot of passing, looks like. Doing a little run and gun. Here it is, third down and about eight. Number 33 has two receivers to his right, one to his left, two backs in the backfield. There goes the snap. Fakes the handoff. Tries to throw. Looks like he was looking for 17. Oh, there he is. Bro, he's sacked by the Lions. Number 33 is sacked by a pack of Lions. The old defensive line. Number 94, number six. Brings up fourth and down for the Outlaws. Outlaws set off the punt. Outlaws can't see him today. They can't get they don't know who's on the punt team. They've been punting all game. There they go with the snap. Oh, it's blocked. That's a live ball.
Yeah.
The Lions take over. There it is. Oh, he might score. It's going to be the Lions. It's going to be the Lions' first down on the Outlaws' 5-yard line. That was a blocked punt picked up by the West Texas Lions. And they returned it all the way to the Outlaws' 5-yard line. The score is 21-0, 10 minutes and 42 seconds to go.
I think they blocked two.
Nah, the other one was just 6 yards. That's who, yeah. So, and then the next one is whenever it got blocked.
Yeah, when they punted it, it just went up there and came back.
Jeez. close. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. All my friends are heated.
Hey, now these guys are being asked, right? They're all
18. You gotta be 18 and over. Yeah, even if you're 18 and high school, you still can't play.
That's a good point.
Let's give a shout out to the South Plains Food Bank. I got some jalapeno ketchup. It's up here. They have some food. They have some soap over there as well. If you guys want to go help out and benefit a great cause, they're raising money to take kids on a trip to Carlsbad Tavern. If anybody is 14 and is looking for a job, if it's your cousin who keeps getting on your nerves, go sit on the Southway School Bank so you can make them some money. Great by the West Texas Outlaws. Guess a loss of about five.
They got to move forward. They are way too back. They're 9 yards behind the ball.
Outlaw defense looks to get a big stop here. Let's make some noise for that West Texas Outlaw defense. We need to stop. The Lions started off in the I formation. He creeped on back to the shotgun, and they swear it on the street this is the backup quarterback as well. Well, now he creeped back up under the center. This would be a little confused. We have another sack. We have another sack by the Outlaw. Yay, yay. Sack by the West Texas Outlaws. The defense seems to be doing pretty good. Even despite the 21 points they've given up, but the offense has yet to really move the ball, so that's why I'm sure at halftime they're going to make some adjustments. There's 9 minutes left to go here in the first half. The Lions is over the Outlaws right now. The Lions is out of El Paso. They're in black jerseys, black pants, black helmets. The Outlaws is in purple pants, white jerseys, white helmets. There he is in the I formations. The Lions are. There it is. Hand off to 24, right around to the left side of the corner. Oh, he makes one dude miss. Oh, touchdown, Lions. Oh, nope, he didn't get in. Nope, he didn't get in. Looks like he got off at about the 3-yard line, which is going to bring up fourth down. Fourth down and goal for the Lions. Let's make some noise for that Outlaw defense. We need to stop right here. Let's go defense.
Oh, but the commentator is not supposed to, like, take sides.
The Lions is under the center. Then the I formation looks like they're going to run it right up the middle. Oh, somebody breaks up the middle for the Outlaws, but not until it gets back into the touchdown. Touchdown, Lions.
Maybe you give it to him.
Flag on the play. We got holding.
On the offense.
Holding on the Lions. Going to bring up fourth down again. Touchdown, no touchdown for the Lions. We almost got a full house here in Lubbock, Texas. Shout out to all the fans that came out and made it. And shout out who's listening online as well.
Yeah. Let's go, defense.
Yeah.
It's going to be a loss of five. They're backing on that. Fourth and goal for the Lions. Let's make some noise.
There goes the snap.
Oh, he does the pass. Oh, incomplete pass, turnover on downs, first down,
Outlaws.
We got 8 minutes left to go here in the first half. The score is 21-0. the Outlaws. That allows us to get that momentum back. They're taking the ball over on downs on their own 12-yard line. Right. A safety would not be good right now.
Yeah, you can be the greatest, you can be the best, you can be the King Kong banging on your chest, you can beat the world.
Day 33, looks like he was under the shotgun. Oh, he messed up on a handoff, did a little fake pitch where he's taken down. Looks like he barely made it to the line of scrimmage. He's going to bring up 2nd and 10. Gain, looks like he got right back to the line of scrimmage. He's going to bring up 2nd down and 10. Oh, thank you.
Okay. Well, that makes it a lot easier for me.
On the Hall of Fame. It's going to bring up 2nd and 10 for the Outlaws. 33 is under in the shotgun. 2 receivers to his left. 1 receiver to his right. There he is. He pitches it to him. He comes around the left side. Makes 1-2 miss. Spins out. Boy, he's taken down for an Outlaw. Gain of 4. It's going to be 3rd down and about 6. We have a lion down from El Paso. Looks like we have number 37 down for the Lions. It's kind of hard to read those numbers. But I will be gladly to clarify that for you here in a second when I can clearly see.
Hey, you can hear that music out there, right?
You can hear the echo out there, right? You can hear the echo for the music out there? It was like you have to hear the echo out there.
You know what? It'll be easier. Like when he's coming, someone has to hold it.
We still have a West Texas Lion down. Number 33 is in the shotgun. 2 receivers to his left, 1 to his right, 2 backs in the backfield. There goes the snap. Fakes the handoff. Oh, fakes the option. Oh, then he tosses it to him again. Running backtracks, going to the other side of the field where he's met by a pack of Lions. Loss of about 4 yards. It's going to bring up 4th down. It's going to bring up 4th down for the Outlaws. Do you go for it here? It's going to bring up 4th down for the Outlaws.
All right, you got to punt it. Don't want it 28 for nothing. Well, I say you got to punt it.
Yeah, you say you got to punt it. Yeah. It would be good. Because the one went 6 yards and one got blocked.
Yeah,
you know what would be good? A fake punt.
Yeah.
Oh, let me tell them, make sure that so they won't be hearing.
You ready for the fake?
Yeah, fake punt.
If you had a punt game,
I'd punt. Yeah. I'll snap it right to that dude in the middle.
Yeah.
Number three right there, and just have him run. Look how wide open it is. There goes the punt. Oh, this is a better punt this time. Oh, but it takes a Lion bounce. And the Lions will have the ball on the Outlaw 22-yard line. The Lions will take over the ball on the Outlaw 22-yard line. Outlaw defense is looking to keep the Lions out of the end zone. This possession right now at 21-0. The Lions have the ball on the Outlaw 22-yard line. It's a great day here in Lubbock, Texas. Like the feeling can't hold out. Man, I've been saying, one thing I like about Lubbock, man, Lubbock is made of hustlers, man. You see people with small businesses making it, man. You know, if you can make as much money as other people with a regular job on your own, I would say you succeed in life. Here goes 18 for the West Texas Lions under the center in the I formation. Ooh, trying to draw. Oh, he did draw the West Texas Outlaws offside.
Yeah, he jumped offside. Her neutral zone.
All right. It's going to move the ball up 5 yards for the Lions. They're in the I formation. Number 10, the quarterback is under the center. There it is, right around to the right. There it is.
And we got a flag.
We got a flag on the play.
That flag always stops it, right?
There's been a lot of penalties. There's been a lot of penalties this second quarter. That's gonna back him up a smooth 10 yards. It's going to be first in Amarillo. It's going to be first in Amarillo for the Lions. Let's make some noise for that defense. Uh-oh, there it is. Number 10 hands it off to number 24 right up the gut. He goes right up the middle for another Lion touchdown. Number 24. He looks to be doing a snake in the end zone. Man, they getting creative with them touchdown celebrations. That's making the score 27-0. 5 minutes and 31 seconds to go in the second quarter. Yeah, they have a solid running game.
Never
pass
it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one thing in the game of football. It's all about possessions, because it's just like, you know, in a fight, you know, whoever seems to be on top and whoever has the most possessions, you know what I'm saying, is going to win. And whoever got the ball the most and keeps that defense out there.
Well, our defense got to be
wearing
down.
Huh? Yeah, but they're about to get a rest here. You got 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Oh, it looks like the Lions waiting for somebody to trot on in so they can kick this field goal. Oh, that was clearly offside. That was clearly offside by number 7 of the Outlaw. Or was that 26? Flag on the play. We have a flag on the play.
They have to kick it again. We came right over the center.
Yeah, he came right over the center. Right before the ball was snapped. Let's give a shout out to all the fans that came out. Thank you for coming today. Make some noise for yourself.
That's a little cheap shot there.
It's going to get the kicker a little closer. The kicker's been on point for the Lions all day today. All his field goals been right through the middle. I'm a zero for the Lions. He must have been a kicker in high school. There goes the snap. They got it. And the field goal is good.
We're outside again.
Lions 28, Outlaws 0.
Yeah, we were off from here.
Yeah, we got to get a score. We got to get something. We got a journey of 1,000 steps starts with a single step. We got to begin that step here in the second quarter. We're going to get a little close in the third and fourth. The Lions
are set off to kick off to the West Texas Outlaws. If you had one shot, one opportunity, one moment.
Everything you ever wanted.
Oh, yeah. That boy Eminem is a trip, ain't he?
And let it rip.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. His vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous. But on the surface, he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking now. Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out. Time's up. Open. Back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes gravity. He chokes. He's so happy. He won't give up daddies. He knows. He won't have it. He knows. It's all back to these ropes. It don't matter.
There goes the kick. There goes the squib kick for the Lions. Returned by the Outlaws. He's in the trouble. He's skating away. Picks up a block. Number 16. There he goes. Oh! Jumps over the guy. He gets up kind of slow. Excellent turn for the Outlaws. By number 18. It's going to bring up first and 10. We got about 5 minutes and 17 seconds to go here in the second quarter right here. Lubbock Christian High School, Lubbock, Texas. Last year, the girls actually went undefeated and won the national championship in their division. Shout out to those young ladies. West Texas Outlaws starts first and 10. Number 33, as a team out. Two receivers to his left, one to two to his left, two to his right, one back in the backfield this time. Looks like they're about to open it up. I would run a quarterback. I would even maybe a quarterback draw might work, you know. And there it is. Oh, Trask number 17. Pass is deflected. Going to bring up second and 10 for the Outlaws. You know, because I would try to like just kind of not try to open it. I would try to keep it simple a little bit. But because try to run it up. Well, now they have tried to run it up the middle. They have, and that was not successful as well. So now we got number 33 in a shotgun. Two receivers to his left, two to his right. One in the backfield with him. There goes the snap. He looks one to his left, looks to his right. Oh, pass incomplete. Intended for number 9 of the Outlaws. Yeah. It's going to bring up third and long. Third and long for the Outlaws.
You know what? I'm going to play with everything. Maybe that'll mess them up, but I had the mic off.
Third and 10 for the Outlaws. 30 and 33 with two receivers to his left and to his right. There it is. Hands the ball up. There it is. There you go. That was a good little yardage by number 2. That's getting up about 2. By number 2. Brings up fourth down for the Outlaws. Brings up another punt. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Let's see if they're going to punt this one or they're actually going to go for it. You know, I'm actually not mad at this call right here. Yeah, the punt special team's been kind of struggling this game. The punt team's been kind of struggling. We got 4 minutes and 30 seconds to go. There goes the snap. It looks like, oh, he's going to bust out the real well. He got it. He got number 16 right downfield. Oh, he lets it fly. He lets it. Oh, interception by the West Texas Lions by number 10. It's going to bring up first and 10. For the Lions. Yeah, he had him here, but he didn't have enough time. He didn't have enough time. Or else he was coming. He saw him. They actually completed that pass in the first quarter, and that's what made the game really interesting at first. But they have yet to find some life. Oh, looks like it's coming back. Looks like the play got called back. It's going to be another fourth down for the Outlaws. Let's make some noise for the offense. Yeah, they did, huh?
Yeah.
There goes 33, paired to his right, paired to his left. Running back to his left, and he looks to turn around, and he tries the same play again. He just overthrows number. Pass incomplete, intended for number 17. It's going to bring a first down for the Lions.
That was a weak grab.
Yeah, he was open, especially the first time. It's going to be turnover on downs against the Outlaws. The Lions will take the ball. Be turnover on downs for the Outlaws. The Lions will take the ball. On the Outlaws, 31-yard line.
They said a lot of their second, third stringers, and it looks like.
The Lions have put in. Yeah, they was already playing with a second-string quarterback. This looks like to be the third-string quarterback here. It goes first and 10. For the Lions, he pitches around the left side of the field where he picks up about 8, and there he goes. He now finally pushed out of bounds. Gain of about 11 for the Lions. That's the same guy who ran that touchdown as well. Let's give a shout-out to the South Plains Food Bank. Growing recruits for urban business. If you know anybody that's 14 years old and looking for a job, they will put them to work. Positive things happen to positive people. You got second down and about 4. No, that's about 3. Second down and about 3. The West Texas Lions is in the Outlaw territory. They have the ball on the Outlaw 22-yard line, looks like. Number 10 is under the center. There he is. They was in a power-eye formation where he busted it up the gut. The Lions on the 4-yard carry brings up another Lion. First down. We have an outlaw. We have outlaw slow getting up. The score right now is 28-0. It's 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's been a real not pretty for the Outlaws this game, but this is the season opener. You know, it's not about how you start. It's about how you finish. It's first, the Lions from El Paso are in black pants, black jerseys, black helmets. Few of them have on them yellow cleats. It is now first and 10. They are in the power. Ah, that's what I grew up.
Yeah.
Grew up in the power. Ah, there goes the handoff to number 24, who's already had. Touchdown, Lions. Number 24. That's about his third touchdown for the day, and he just marched on in. I mean, he hop-stepped right on. He hit him with the Deion Sanders right on in, bringing the score 34-0. Is he rolling on the field? Did he just
yeah.
First he went to jail. Then he did the snake. And then now he rolling. Come on, Outlaws. We got to do something, man. We got to do something, Outlaws. Score is 34-0. 3 minutes and 2 seconds to go in the second quarter, end of the first half, you know. And the South Plains Food Bank, they're recruiting you. They're growing recruits for urban business. They just gave me this fire in there. They actually gave me some ketchup, too. I thought it was barbecue sauce, but it looks like a barbecue sauce container. But here goes the Lions getting ready for the field goal. There goes the snap, the hold, and the kick. And right down the middle again. That kicker is good. And the field goal is good. That's going to put the score to 35-0. Don't buy diapers. Hands no movie and don't buy diapers.
This is my life, but these times are so hard, and it's getting even harder trying to feed them water.
You got to think about what the Outlaws are thinking right now. It's what, 35-0, and you see how we can come up with some adjustments here. But it's all right, man. I remember playing for Tech whenever we was in the Insight Bowl. You remember when Tech was played against Minnesota and they was losing, I think 35-7. Yeah, I was on that team. And I bull kid you not. It was this kid. Like it was this black dude from Texas. Had nappy cornrows with his son. Like I guess they couldn't they could get in, but they weren't sitting like where everybody else was sitting. And he was like, it's all right, the score is 35-6. He said, it's all right, we from Texas. We got this. We can see that y'all go to the locker room and y'all get y'all head right. And, you know, and everybody on the team was like, this dude still believe in us. So we went to halftime. We went to halftime to finish this score.
I'll give them that deep out.
There goes another squib kick for the Lions. Recovered by number 7. He goes around to the other side of the field to where he fights one tackle. Oh, so he's brought down. But nice return by number 7 of the Outlaws.
Did y'all come back and win
that game? Yes, we actually came back and won that game. Yep, Alex Trelica again.
So you did play when Leach was there?
Yeah. I didn't play under Tuberville. Mm-hmm. It's going to be another first down for the West Texas Outlaw offense.
I don't think we missed the bowl game.
We didn't. We never did. Yeah, it's crazy. It's just crazy. Now people are like, oh, you played them in glory days. But even we didn't – but we carried ourselves with a different kind of swagger back then. You know, it was just cool. It's going to be first down for the West Texas Outlaws. Number 33 brings the squad up to the field, a pair to his right, pair to his left, and a shotgun running back to his left. Who he hands it to, number 34, makes one dude miss, hops up, there you go. There it is. Just like he – run by 24 is going to bring up second and 10.
He's trying to say face mask, but I mean, our offense can be good. I mean, it's just, I can't complain about that.
Yeah.
Man, I get pissed off watching. I'm going to hop on the damn TV.
I remember. I remember whenever we played Oklahoma State. I think it was 2007. There, the number 33 was the, there. He completes the pass. Oh, there we go. Makes one dude miss. Makes another miss where he makes up a gain of about six. It's going to be third down and about four. Pass complete by number five of the West Texas Outlaws. Great pass and catch by from 33 to number five. Going to bring up third and about five for the West Texas Outlaw offense. We got about under a minute for the end of the second quarter. There goes number three. Fakes one pass. Oh, he looks at. Oh, sacked by the Lions. Number 73. Number 33 sacked by number 73 by the West Texas Lions. Right up out of El Paso.
Yeah, I never played college, but in high school I played linebacker. Hey, you don't come across the fucking middle with me, I'll take you.
Yeah.
I mean, I was small.
Yeah.
I could lay smooth.
But I hear you. Yeah,
that's
they.
Why I get pissed off at the defense.
At the defense, yeah. Like, you went off and hit them, huh?
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. You gotta love to hit when you fuck. But not really love to hit, but you know.
Well, I love to hit.
Yeah.
You want to punish.
I hear you. And that keeps you from getting hurt, too. Oh, pass incomplete. Number 33 was trying to reach number 9. Pass incomplete for the Outlaws.
I mean, you didn't want to put anybody out of the game.
Right, yeah.
You wanted them to,
you know,
twice by coming your direction again.
That's true. That's true. I remember in high school, we was playing against a team called Owosso. Owosso Rams. They actually had a player who's younger than me went to go play for them. Yes. I'm from Muskogee, Oklahoma.
Okay.
And they had a running back who ended up he ended up a corner, but he went to OU and then ended up getting drafted by the Falcons to play a little bit. I don't know if he's still playing or not, but I remember they was giving it to us this game, but I was a star athlete on our team, and I played corner and running back. And I was like, you know what? It's been one time where I threw my everything, and the dude got hurt. And, boy, I tell you. It's going to be 1st and 10 for the West Texas Lions. He's under the center, empty backfield. There he is. Incomplete pass. Yeah, he called it incomplete. Well, he'd have been down anyway. It's going to bring up, that should bring up 2nd and 10 for the Lions.
Yeah, that defense got to have that swagger. I mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody on that defense got that take your head off mentality.
Really, really do.
Yeah, because, I mean, once you lay some wood, they'll come across here and
they're
going to
– Yeah, they look at
like,
it. Yeah, where that dude at?
Yeah.
That's all it takes that one time.
Yeah.
It's going to be 2nd and 10 for the Lions. Empty backfield. There goes the pass. Oh, three-step drop. Oh! Great hit by number 52 on the West Texas. Hello! That's 5 deuce. He say, come on my third floor. I think he heard you talking, man. I think he heard you. It's going to bring up 3rd and 10 for the Lions. Let's make some noise for these West Texas Outlaw defense. That girl look like the Catch Me Outside girl. That's how. Catch Me Outside. How about that? Oh, sweet baby Jesus. Please take the wheel. Defense! Bubble on the play, number 18. Oh, he runs around to the left. Oh, he completes it. Well, he runs over an outlaw, but he's pushed. Oh! Well, he's hit hard. There's a flag on the play. Well, he's hit hard. Now there's a flag on the play.
No. I mean, it didn't look like it, but I mean, I'm trying to figure out what to call it.
The Outlaws and the Lions looks to swarm the field. Outlaws looks like we called Outlaws for. Maybe that's what the Outlaw needs for a spark. The score right now is 35-0. With 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. And it was the smallest dude on the Outlaw team who hit that guy. Woohoo, that's what you need, baby. That's what you need, baby. Let's go.
Was it late hit out of
bounds? I think they're going to say late hit. Yeah, unnecessary roughness. Unnecessary roughness against the Outlaws. It's going to bring first and 10 for the Lions.
From the 10.
From the 10. Mm-hmm. That was an incomplete pass. Wade hit hard by number 7. Incomplete pass, but it was hit hard by number 7. That athlete of our laws. We have another flag on the play. That was a good hit by 7. So that's not, I hope it's not against the Outlaws here, because that's just taking all the fun out of the game. Look, yeah, the flag is against him. And look, the Mr. Shannon seems to be arguing with the referee about that. And I think the referee just need to let them guys play. That was a good hit by number 7. I don't think it was late at all. How they did? They was against the Lions?
Yeah.
Okay, good deal. Oh, they ended up moving the ball. Okay, good deal. I'm about to say, that's no bueno.
Oh, God, God.
Oh, yeah, baby. Bring it back, bring it back. Let's make some noise for that outlaw defense. We got first in Oklahoma City for the West Texas Outlaws. They under the I formation. I can already tell you what they about to do. They about to hand number 24. He ready. I told you. They handed it. Oh, no, they faked me. That was an option. That was an option. Oh, there he makes one dude miss. Gain up about 7 for the West Texas Lions. Seems to be a scuffle on the field.
You hit the horn?
That brings up halftime. Brings up halftime. For the halftime, you guys, please register to the South Plains Food Bank. They have something that's called the Grub Program. It was envisioned in 1998. The Grub Program, or Growing Recruits for Urban Business, was a natural extension of the mission of the South Plains Food Bank. Since its first year in 2000, the Grub Program has sought to provide area youth with entrepreneurial and leadership experience, as well as life skills through the management of the 5-acre Carolyn Lanier Youth Farm, a facility that includes an urban sustainable farm and learning center. The Grub, G-R-U-B program seeks to create a dynamic and diverse group of youth who do not only are adequately prepared to enter the workforce, but are also capable of providing valuable and meaningful service to the community. Yeah.
Yes,
sir.
What's up, man? Well, I'm
going
to
tell me
to
give
a little speech about it.
Okay, yeah. You go ahead and just, the mic is on. And you know, he's that. And you could just, this is on the speaker for the radio.
Oh, okay.
So you, and just have you talk, just speak into that, okay? I've got to do some Gatorade.
Okay, are you sure? Okay.
And,
so this is ready to go, or?
Yeah, and whenever you're done, just push play right there, and just put this speaker to the microphone so they can hear music out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
All right.
Hi, I'm Lynn with the South Plains Food Bank Grub Program, and Grub stands for Growing Recruits for Urban Business. I don't know if you knew it or not, but 1 in 4 youth on the South Plains are food insecure. And that's what we're trying to do with our program. We're trying to break the cycle and shorten the lines at the food bank when these kids all get out on their own. We work with them with job preparedness, life skills, and educational awareness also. The thing we stress with educational awareness is keeping them in high school and then giving them options for when they graduate. All the proceeds from the sale of the items we're selling down there by the concession stand go to our youth program. So go down, get you some nachos and a drink at the concession stand and get a hot sauce or salsa to top it off. And after being hot in the sun today, get a Grub Scrub for a nice relaxing bath or shower when you get home. Come support us and help us positively impact the lives of the youth on the South Plains. Art items also make great gifts, and they're shelf-stable. So come on down and please help us. We appreciate you guys for supporting our program. Thank you.
Everybody make mistakes like DJs, but say my name is Minio. Stay with me, Minio. Okay, great. Two bucks, I pay stakes. Risk it all, I take the hate. It's the winning team. Get the Gatorade. My guy good, but he's not safe. Nah. They try to shut it down and it ain't gon' fly. Only thing I fear is God and he on my side. That's the confidence of God. That's why I really feel like it. Oh, God, it's not there. I know you, we know it. Whenever I fail, you always been there. So people remind me of bloody. You don't see what I'm growing. You don't see where I'm going. You only see in the moment, even when I'm safe. You never let go. Don't cease to amaze me, and it drive me crazy. If you catch every detail that I missed, then it's all I'm making. Singing, you will never write a verse like Kendrick. Never be the rapper I got from Hendrix. Tops in the line, you will never be mentioned. Why ain't so high? What's about the trenches? Plus, you a Christian, Andy. They will never listen, Andy. Plus, when you're pigment, Andy. You don't got skill, you a gimmick, Andy. Well, if I listen to you and everything you put in my ear, I'll be living like, shut up. I'll be driven last by fear. Ain't that the truth? If I quit, the only way I lose, I got two choices when I do this. Make moves or make excuses. If you know who I'm talking about, then you got me. My biggest enemy is me, and even I can't stop me. They try to shut it down, and it ain't gonna fly. Only thing I fear is God, and he on my side. That's the confidence of God, cause he got me. That's why I really feel like you got me. That's all you got. Come on with it. Angle, they speak cheap shot, first is straight top, so it's Bambi, so little Guerrero, don't be afraid of that.
like a high fan, felt a maniac. In the crowd on a very good night, but keep your eyes full of fresh from the deck. Forget the petty like that. Tony Five, and they like that.
Otherwise, I'm going to
to warn you just to stay away. Hello there.
Oh,
I want to say thank you for everybody who's tuning in. That's enough. That's all of my radio. That's enough of my radio time. Let's turn that music down for him real quick. I want to say thank you guys for tuning in for the West Texas Outlaws versus the West Texas Lions. Do what you love and love what you do. Life is about making your dreams come true. And I just want to say thank you guys for listening, man. I really appreciate you guys. Well, that's all I got time for today. We'll catch you the week after next for the next West Texas Outlaw home game. Uh-huh.